Former CIA Chief James Woolsey told the House Energy and Utility Policy Committee today that the nation's electricity grids are vulnerable to terrorists, and energy needs to be diversified away from a reliance on a centralized generation system.
And that way, one has the capacity to do what sometimes is called strategic islanding, not staying off the grid all the time. If you're running an aluminum plant, you need electricity from the grid. If you want to air condition a large building, you're going to need electricity from the grid. But to be able, in case there's a power outage, to use what is locally available to run the bare essentials.
Woolsey is a neocon who has seen the light when it comes to alternative energy. In addition to leading the CIA under Bill Clinton, he also served as Jimmy Carter's Undersecretary of the Navy and later became a big supporter of the Iraq War. But he's also become a green energy advocate in recent years. He appeared in the films Who Killed the Electric Car and Leonardo DiCaprio's The 11th Hour, and is a founding member of the Set America Free Coalition, a group highlighting the security and economic implications of the country's dependence on foreign oil. Woolsey described the electricity grid going out as equivalent to a terrorist attack.
9/11 happened. An electronic 9/11 could happen. And it seems to me one very important aspect of national security is building resilience into the system to make that far less likely than it could be today.
In his appearance today, Woolsey said that Florida uses oil for 10% of its energy needs, which may not sound like a lot, but he said that only Hawaii uses a higher proportion of usage. He said one way to transition out of this is for the partial electrification of transportation. Woolsey currently drives a Prius plug-in. He said the heart of his idea is to move to electricity for transportation and have a resilient network.
I believe that there are extraordinary opportunities here for Florida. Not only to do something that will create jobs here in the state and will make substantial progress toward cleaning up the CO2 emissions from electricity generation, and most importantly, make the grid far more resilient than it is now, but that will also help lead the nation in a direction that has been proven in Europe and elsewhere around the world to be a far more efficient and entrepreneur-friendly way of moving toward renewables than anyone else has come up with.